Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And, beloved, how wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful to put one's faith and trust in Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior, and to have him come into your spirit to satisfy and fill the emptiness, the hunger, and to quench the thirst of the human spirit. Yes, it is good to taste and see that the Lord is good. We're continuing in our study concerning the church as we're taking a little side trip here and considering the church and our place in the church. We're still talking about who I am in Christ, and that's why we're considering the importance of the church and our being in a local assembly of believers where we can serve the Lord and where we can be a blessing and a help to the spreading of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we're considering and thinking about the church. Now, last time I mentioned to you about Peter, the Lord calling him Cephas, that is, a stone. And in Matthew chapter 16, we read in verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, a little stone or a little rock, Petra. And he says, And upon this rock, Petra, I will build my church. Petros is the Greek for Peter, or Cephas, as Christ called him, Cephas, a stone. But he said, Upon this rock, Petra, speaking of himself, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16 and verse 18. So we see the church is established and built upon Christ Jesus, as we've already seen in Ephesians chapter 2, and there we've already read concerning verse 19 through 22, Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, Paul writing to the Gentiles, but fellow citizens with the saints, remembering that the church was established on the Jewish believers, and it was Jews that were first in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the Lord used Simon Peter to carry the gospel to the Gentiles, and thus, through Peter, the Gentiles had the door open to them, and Paul became an apostle to the Gentiles and to the spreading of the gospel among the Gentile, then known world. And so he says, But fellow citizens, speaking to the Gentiles, you've become fellow citizens with the saints, the Jewish believers, upon which the church had been established, and of the household of God, that is, brought into the family of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And so we see that both Peter and Paul acknowledge that Christ was the foundation stone upon which the apostles and prophets were built, and then we who have believed in Christ have been also added to that building of God, which is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're continuing in the book of Ephesians, and we're talking about the different members of the body of believers that make up the body of Christ. Verse 11, Ephesians 4, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Those who are in positions of prominence are for the perfecting of the saints, that is, for helping the saints to grow in the knowledge of truth and to mature in Christ, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. You see, there he speaks about, again, the body of Christ, which is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the different ones that he's mentioned, some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, their job was for the perfecting, or the maturing is the word perfecting here. It means and is referring to the maturing of the saints, the helping the saints to grow up for the work of the ministry, that is, the spreading of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the fulfilling of the Great Commission that was given to the church to go into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature, for the edifying of the body of Christ, the building up of the church of the Lord Jesus, the strengthening of believers, teaching believers to fill the place God has given them and to be the person God would have us to be. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. And he's still speaking of the body of Christ, a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, until God's church is completed and all the believers are united together in the body of the believers of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. Remember, when a person's born again, he's a babe in Christ, and it's God's goal for us to grow up and to mature, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That is, he wants us to grow up and not be easily led astray into false teaching and to men who would seek to cause contention and strife, to divide the church, to cause splits in the body of believers, to separate believers. The devil delights in causing contention and conflict and strife in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord says he's given us teachers and preachers and pastors, evangelists, and prophets and apostles, those early men of God, for the establishing, the building up, and the strengthening of the church and helping Christians to grow up so they'll not be carnal. Now, we're going to get to talking about carnal Christians. We're going to talk about that a little later in our study. And you're going to have to take a self-examination as to whether you're a carnal Christian or a spiritual Christian, one that is obeying and exalting and lifting up Christ. And so he says, God's goal for us is to grow up, to mature. And this is what he's talking about in verse 14 of Ephesians 4, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight, the cunning craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. These are false prophets, false teachers, who are under the control of Satan. You see, our enemy, Satan, will use any means he can to lead Christians astray, to lead them into false teaching, to lead them into false beliefs that are contrary to the Word of God. And so we see there are diversities of administrations, as we saw before in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the different gifts that are given to believers. There are differences of service and obeying the Lord, but we have to do it in accordance and in connection with truth, the truth of God's Word. If someone is teaching something contrary to the Word of God, then, beloved, you must not obey them, you must not follow them, you must not listen to them, because the Word of God is our guide, and men of God will teach the Word of God and proclaim the truth of the Word of God. Now, if I tell you something that's not in agreement with God's Word, you don't listen to me. You look at the Word of God and do what the Word of God says. Because men can make errors. Men can say things that are incorrect and not accurate. And sometimes I stumble over my tongue, so to speak. And I may say something that's not completely right. Then you don't pay attention to that. You look at the Word of God. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote and said, study. He writing to Timothy said, study. To show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is what a spiritual Christian will do. He will get into God's Word. He will study God's Word. He will learn to obey God's Word. And he will walk according to the Word of God. And therefore, he'll be able to discern those who are true to the Lord and those who are false teachers. This is what Paul is talking about here in our growing up as children in Christ, growing up to spiritual maturity. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Christ in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Grow up into him, which is Christ. This is God's goal. That we as a believer in the body of Christ grow up in our maturity to the Lord. That we develop the way we should. That we do not be a person that has not developed spiritually, which is a sad thing. I've known Christians who have been saved for 40 years that were still immature. That still hadn't grown in the knowledge of Christ, that still were babies. That's a sad thing. Beloved, God's goal for us is to grow up, to mature. And it's the Word of God, the milk of the Word and the meat of the Word, which helps us to grow and to mature. And so we see this is God's goal for you and me, that we grow up into Christ in all things, which is the head of the body, even Christ. Till next time, goodbye.